Hi everybody, I'm Terry Brown, this is Bass Fan Radio, and with me today is a lady professional angler, Kimberly Stryker, the Lady Diva. How about that, Kimberly? Welcome to the program.
Hey Terry Brown, how are you doing today?
Well, I'm doing great, you know, and you tell folks that she's from the northeastern part of the country. Just kidding, Kimberly, and we know you're from Alabama, and you've been fishing professionally for quite a while, and the neat thing about it is you know, you've kind of come into this thing really taking the bull by the horns and, you know, really got out there, worked hard as a competitor, but also worked very, very hard with the sponsors and the people that are involved.
That's one of my favorite things to do is get out and work shows and meet people. That's a bunch of it, you know, being in this profession. The fishing is fun, but getting out and just meeting people and traveling all over the country promoting your products is, that's lot of fun to me.
Well, you know, you look at this thing, and this sport, you know, is evolving every day. You look at what ESPN's doing, you know, of course, FLW, what they're doing, and all the great things that are coming to our sport. But, you know, it's neat to see the footprint, the demographic, the group of people that are involved in it now changing, and women are really becoming actively involved in the bass fishing business.
They are. I've been so amazed at how fast it is growing for the women. Down in my home lake, on Smith Lake, it's usually just me and one other lady. In the last two summers, I've counted up to 10 women at sometimes coming down just for our local tournaments, and it just tickles me to death.
Well, you know, you look at this thing, and you know, a lot of people say, well, can the ladies compete with the men, you know, in the professional ranks? You know, there's a lot of ladies. Lucy Mize comes to name. Your name is coming into the fray a little bit. And when you look at some of the professional women that are out there, there really isn't something where you got to be stronger, bigger, faster, or anything else. It's really about catching those little green guys, isn't it?
Right. There's a shouldn't be any difference between the men and the women fishing. I don't feel any different fishing against the women or the men. Now, I've always fished with the women, but the first BASS I pulled up to fish and I got out there in my boat and seen Jason Glenn. I felt like I was right at home again.
Well, there's no question about it. You know, the southern presence in particular, the southeastern presence has been big in bass fishing. But, you know, it's funny, as we develop the sport, we're going to need the ladies involved. We're going to need the women involved. We're going to need the kids involved. And, you know, you being out there going to the boat shows, doing the things you do for your sponsors, you know, that's part of the charge that we're given, and I'm sure you really look forward to that.
I do. I love it. It's just a whole lot of fun to me. You know, I have my own job. I own my own salon here in Coleman, and that's always been my main job. But now it's kind of reversed. The fishing and doing the shows, that's turned into more of a job. And coming back and doing hair, it's turned into just a relaxation and hobby.
Well, you've got the opportunity, and all of us here at Bass Fan are hoping that someday soon we get to see Gerald Swindle in a flat top or maybe a West Point or something like that, because you cut his hair.
Yeah, I cut his hair. He made me sign a confidentiality agreement before I started cutting his hair because he didn't want anybody knowing that he'd come out to the salon asking me all my fishing secrets.
Well, you know, Angler of the Year, and we've always wondered how he got in that position as Angler of the Year, but now you've given him all the secrets, so now we know how he got that distinction.
Hey, I'm the reason he got where he is. Hey, you know, what can I say?
Well, there's no question that you had a big part in that, you know, and it's funny because you do cut a lot of anglers' hair and probably get a, you know, you said the barbershop used to be one of those things where you go to the barbershop, not the salon now. That's getting a little bit more fancy than most of us are used to. But when you go to the barbershop, you talk fishing. How much better can it be to go to the salon and talk fishing?
Hey, we have a lot of men come out. My shop's decorated like a fishing cabin, and I've got Bassmaster magazine laying everywhere and fish on the wall and everything else, and you got plenty of room to pull in with your boat in the driveway and turn around if you need to. And the guys really seem to like it because we do talk a lot of fishing, and it's a chance where I can work right there and get to promote my sponsor all day too.
Well, you know, you look at this thing. Okay, now you got all these people that are in there reading Bassmaster magazine, and all of a sudden they pick up a magazine. I'm sure there's one framed in your store that's got your picture on the front of it.
Yeah, I do have that framed. Now, how did you know that?
Well, I kind of figured you would. You know, most of us that fish, you know, to get that dubious distinction, I tell you, that's really neat to see that you were able to do that. And that's based on your fishing. You know, that's kind of neat because, you know, anybody can be on the front of a magazine, but it takes somebody special to be able to be a great angler and then be able to have the promotional characteristics that you work so hard at.
Hey, that was an honor to me. I didn't know what to think about it. I was in total shock. And, you know, it's been out well over a year now, and I still have people come up, talking to me about it, bringing them to me, wanting me to autograph them. So it's really cool, and it was probably one of the highlights of my life or in my career in bass fishing.
Well, you've been to the WBFA, you've been to the Classic a couple of times, you fish a lot of events across the country, and, you know, now we've got this thing, the Fishing Diva. Tell me a little bit about the story behind the Fishing Diva. Where'd that come from?
Well, the diva. I used to, when I was younger, I dressed pretty wild, and I set some wild trends in my time, and anyway, a bunch of my male clients coming in, when I got into fishing, they were all laughing at me because I started calming down in my wardrobe department. And they were like, yeah, we're going to have to call you the Fishing Diva now. And one of them made me a tag and come put it on my truck. And everybody just started calling me that, and it kind of stuck. So that's how that came about.
Well, that's amazing. You know, you think about it, you got to earn a nickname, and there's no question that, you know, that's kind of a neat way to do it. And, you know, now you're doing all these promotions across the country. I see it at the Bassmaster Classic. I see it, you know, at a lot of the shows across the country. And that's got to, you know, be a little bit time consuming for you, but I know it's a love of yours.
It is. You know, how many girls my age can get out and travel like that on their own and get out and meet all these people and see different parts of the country that you normally wouldn't if you had a everyday 9-to-5 job.
Well, tell me about your husband. Tell me about how he's involved in this sport.
Well, between me and him both, we have 3 boats, and he's got his fishing room. I've got my fishing room. And usually on the weekends, we wake up, he goes one way, and I go the other. And comes the end of the day, we're racing back to see who gets to park their boat in the carport. And it's just a lot of fun to come home, and we both have all this stuff to tell what happened during the tournament that day and just to see who did better in the tournament. Or if we're competing against each other, it's, you know, that's something that's a lot of fun in our marriage, competing against each other. We really try to outfish each other all the time, and everybody kind of gets a kick out of it.
Well, I gotta ask you, how much tackle has he stolen from you?
Oh, my gosh. I have started having to hide all my tackle, and I have to start writing my name on everything because he tells me that he bought it, knowing good and well I bought it. So I have to start initializing all my lures and stuff. Especially my lucky grouse and my flicker reels, because he loves to steal those.
Well, you know, it makes a whole new signature series, but maybe in a little bit different way. You know, now it's just to protect your own tackle when you have that happen.
I know, it's a battle. We've had some heated arguments about that kind of stuff. I guess I'm stingy with my stuff.
Well, you have to be. You know, most of us as anglers, you know, that's our prized possession when we got our fishing tackle, and then your husband kind of sneaks in and steals all the good baits, I'm sure, so you really got to watch him at all times.
I do. Makes me mad.
Well, I got to ask you, you know, as we wrap up here, you know, I was kind of kidding you. You know, you and I talk on the internet a lot, and we, you know, I've had an opportunity to meet you at a couple of events, and you know, we talked about it. I said, you know, what are some of the things that you know, you had some goals and aspirations, but I found out you wanted to be a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader.
Terry, that ain't nice to bring up stuff like that. Yeah, that was my big goal when I was in high school. And, that was, I had to put a caller ID block on my phone because they kept calling me and wouldn't leave me alone.
So they were after you to do that?
Oh, gosh, they chased me so hard.
Well, you decided to be an angler, you know, and it's a great opportunity. I know, you know, Kimberly, you and I kid back and forth a lot, but, you know, it's great to see the representation in the Lady Anglers and you in particular that does just a great job with your sponsors. You know, I know you're working very, very hard for those guys out there, Procraft Boats, you know, Shakespeare, a lot of the people, Pfluger, some of those people out there. You just continually do a great job for them. And I really appreciate you being with us here at Bass Fan Radio.
Well, I've enjoyed it. It was an honor. I just think it's great that you're allowing women to come on and, you know, have some of your time, and I appreciate it.
Well, I tell you what, it's a pleasure from us here at Bass Fan Radio, and I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.